You've been my teacher now for almost 9 years. The first 8 years were full of amazing changes. I truly became a new person with a new name, a new husband, a new house beside you. And it was miraculous. And then there was this past year, since we moved to Reno. And I would venture to say the changes in that 1 year were even grander than the changes in the 8 before that. I have a level of confidence and of comfort in the discomfort beyond my wildest dreams. And then there was Portugal, where I would say the biggest change of all occurred. Sat, for the first time in 9 years, I looked into your eyes and I really saw you. For the first time, I really saw you beyond the human form. I saw you as God. And I don't know why it took 9 years. I'm sorry about that. But it changed everything for me. Because if we know you're God, everything you've been saying for the past 9 years, 8 years, 7 years, 1 year, all makes sense. Because you can't half-ass it for God. And you can't miss an opportunity with God. You can't take anything God says with anything other than acceptance. And you can't see anything that God does as other than love. I'm certainly not claiming that I understand who you really are, or the grandeur or the magnificence of that, but I looked in your eyes and everything changed for me. I saw you differently. I don't know how a silly girl from Georgia got to meet God in this lifetime. And I don't know how that silly girl got to live beside God in this lifetime. And I don't know how that same silly girl got to see God in this lifetime. But it seems that I'm sitting here. And I thank you so much for every drop, for every ounce, for every morsel that you've given me. And my highest wish is that I may continue to see you more and more and more. Thank you, Sam.
Dear Sat, the last year has been the most significant of my life. When it was shared that we were to call you Sat, I feel like this announcement went right into my heart. Over the years, the following things started to change for me. Your words and teachings penetrated deeper into my core and started speaking to me, to a part of me that recognizes and values what it is hearing in a new way. Your teachings became more and more accessible to me, but at the same time, more and more riveting and big at the same time this was happening. I became curious in a way that I haven't experienced before. And over the year, especially lately, your teachings have me questioning the way I see myself and everything around me more and more. You have helped me to experience separation in a way that I never understood before this year. Your talks about personality in particular feel like explosions to me. Since this shift, I feel like you are igniting fires all around you. Your words feel like sparks and your presence is like oxygen to the flames. As I write this, I am becoming more aware of the magnitude of what happened on this day. Thank you for allowing me to be near you this year and for everything that has come from it. Words can't express how lucky I feel to be having this experience. Love, Cabby.
Gurgulam, how have I changed since your divine name changed to Sat? I would have to say this past year for me has been one of growing up. For years and years, I depended on you for just about every decision, big or small, and you provided me with the choices I needed to make. I'm so sorry to have burdened you with such mundaneness. You said I was a wild horse, so the taming process involved a lot of your hands-on involvement. So within this year, I've had to be more independent than before and much more okay with solitude and what I used to consider empty moments. Another biggie has been my willingness and even eagerness to have the remnants of my personality, my ego, and at times very narcissistic and self-righteous attitude to be shattered. At moments, what you as the all-knowing need to do with the parts that still require the destruction hurt really badly, but I find that I'm much more open to them being done. And even more significant for me as growth is the fluidity and quickness with which I recover and bounce back through the rubble of that excavation. So much more than ever, not only do I really enjoy my own company, but I also crave it and find myself happy to not be around those outside our path who don't get me. I find myself choosing a peaceful evening at my altar with you over just about everything else but coming here to see you. You, your precious mom, and my own mom used to say to me almost daily, "Aida, know your worth, know your own worth." And I really would feel bad because I had no idea how to have that knowing. And I feel so much more than ever within this last year. I experienced what I think the three of you meant. This right here is by no means an arena or a platform for me to show off or boast and brag about how far I've come. Certainly all that attention-seeking behavior is becoming more and more a part of the old stories and the old frame-by-frames of a long-gone dream. You said to me last week that on this point on our journey back home, the leash gets tighter and tighter, so there's not much room for messing up or wasting your precious time. I'm beyond grateful to you as Sat, the traceless, the magnificence, the destroyer, and the nourisher for everything, big, small, huge, and tiny, for everything that you set ablaze within me and in my external world. These days, each time I think of you, my heart wants to expand, to open itself up just a little bit more, a little bit more room in there for your beyond massive grandeur. It's almost like I'm an adolescent boy with a crush on you, and I get nervous and all awkward when I see you face to face because the object of my 24-hour infatuation is right there in front of me. Who was I before you? Who was I through you? And how will I be more and more without these who's as you take me back towards the last part of our journey back home? I don't know. What I do know, though, is that each stone I trip on, each thorn that I step on and bleed from and recover from, they're all significant. They're all necessary, and they will all help me be welcomed back to my origin. I'm grateful, as you said, for my own destruction. I love you so, so much.
شرینگایی که من شنیدم واقعا براشون برای بچه ها خیلی روشن مسئله، ولی من هنوز اون سرگردونی های یعنی تو سرگردونی های فکری خودم هستم. برای همین نشستم پای آلتر که با تمام قلبم خواستم که یه شرینگی باشه که صادقانه از واقعا از قلبم میاد، نمیدونم از قلب یا ذهنه، برای اینکه احساس میکنم قلبم هم مدت باز خاموشه، یعنی یه چیز روشنی ندارم. ولی چیزی که تنها میتونم بگم که صادقانه این بود که خواستم خودم رو نگاه کنم بدون قضاوت و دیدم که خب دو سه سال خیلی سخت و تو بازار با کشمکش های زیادی پشت سر گذاشتم. با رحمت شما، با راهنمایی مستقیمتون تونستیم خودم و بچه ها سروایو بکنیم اقتصادی همه جوره، و با پیشنهادی که دادین برای اومدن اینجا یه امید و شادی اومد تو دلم که بیایم اینجا. ولی وقتی که اومدم اینجا نمیدونم، خیلی مدت کوتاهی نگذشت و یه احساس ناامیدی خیلی شدیدی اومد بهم که اون از بازار که تو شکستگی خود شدن همه چی، اینم از مسائل معنوی که اون باز شدن قلب یا احساس آسایش و راحتی برگشتن تو خونه، هیچ کدوم از اینا را هم که الان اکسپریانس نداری و این بود که شکایتم آوردم پیش شما. و اون چی که شنیدم این بود که چیزی که بود اولین بارم به هم گفتید، شجاع باش، بلند شو، در بزن، آتیشتو زیاد کن، خودتو خوب نگاه کن. کارایی بود که شاید اصلا دقت نکرده بودم یا نگاه نکرده بودم، ولی سعی کردم همون چیزی رو که شما گفتید و تا اونجایی که در توانم هستش استفاده کنم به کار بندازم. از اون موقع تا حالا احساس میکنم یه فاصله باز بیشتر و بیشتر با سهیلا بیشتر پیدا کردم، اینکه یه درک بیشتر نگاه کردن تا اینکه باش درگیر باشم، باش زیاد حرف بزنم. و امید دارم با رحمت شما پایان یه دنیای انجام دهندگی و آغاز بودنی باشه تو رینو کنار پای شما بتونم بشینم. ولی بدون شما و راهنماییاتون تا الان واقعا من مرده بودم.
خیلی خوب، مرسی.
Dearest Sat, you recently asked us in FDE, do you know where I am taking you? Whether you know it or not, whether you think you can or not. At that moment, something dawned on me. I remembered a time several years ago when I asked Satya to promise. I said, Satya, promise to always take me with you. Wow. I didn't imagine it would look like this.
Roses and butterflies.
In my way, I was asking for more of you, not even knowing what that meant. This past year, after you declared in a divine whisper, call me Sat, feels like a revolution. It seems that you are teaching me, all of us, both through the wisdom that pours out of you and through your own divine example, to want less and less of this dream. Less desire. Less attachment. Less excuses for the mind. Less attention to the body. And less protection of the ego. Less of what can be known. Less of what can be seen. Less of the limited. And then, there is another side, where there is more. More of the invisible, ever-present silence more questioning, more destruction, more understanding, more eternal peace, more reliable, solid ground, more of the expansive. Less really is more. Dear Sat, on this day, I want to say thank you. Thank you for knowing what I need when I don't. Thank you for knowing what I want when I forgot. Thank you for knowing what I am capable of when I can't see. And thank you, most of all, for accepting nothing less. Thank you for showing me that less is more, and nothing is as it seems. I admit I don't know where I or any of us go from here. I couldn't have imagined any of this. I can only say thank you. Thank you for, unbeknownst to Radha, granting her wish. I congratulate you, if I have the right to do so, Sat, on this day. And I am grateful to be here now, wherever that is. Love, Radha.